What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Verzi Effect Podcast Show. My name is Paul Verzi, and you guys listening to 504, but I don't know what number that is with the new Verzi Effect. This is like the Verzi Effect 2.0, available to you on YouTube, doing it different, a lot more guests this time around. I've evolved, everybody. We had to evolve with the times. I hope everybody is okay. Hope everybody is out there safe, happy, healthy. A lot of stuff to talk about on the show. I will have no guest on TVE 504, but a lot of shit to talk about. Before I get into it, I want to thank everybody for the subscriptions. I want to thank everybody for making the show not only grow on the audio, but also on the YouTube. Please like, subscribe, review, rate, all of those things make the show continue to move up. I'm going to have some amazing guests coming up in the future. So please tell your friends about the Verzi Effect. Let people know. Check out the YouTube channel. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're almost we just started this during pandemic. We're almost at, we're going to be at 5,000 subscribers really soon. So I appreciate that. And we're going to double that number by the end of the year. That's the goals. And that happens with you. So please tell a friend, like, subscribe. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the messages. I appreciate everybody and everything that everybody is doing, saying, and helping out with my show. And of course, obviously, please like, subscribe, and continue to support the Anything Better podcast with myself and Bill Burr. We'll be doing episode 26 of that this week, and that has its own YouTube channel, so please like and subscribe, rate and review that as well. Okay, a lot of stuff going on. Simone Biles withdrawing from the Olympic team, now withdrawing from the Olympic individual. We got a lot of stuff going on with masks coming back on. You know, where I stand with that, what's going on with that. I had a medical procedure on my neck yesterday. I had a little surgery on my neck, but obviously very minimal considering I'm sitting here talking to you around 24 hours later. But let's get into the Simone Biles thing. Now, before I get into this shit, listen, I'm nobody to judge somebody's psyche. Okay. I am the last person that will ever judge what somebody is going through mentally. I've had breakdowns. I suffer from anxiety, OCD, depression with certain things. My whole life since I've been in literally in the third grade is when I started. So, you know, I'm totally understanding of Simone Biles. However, this idea that it's like courageous and good for her. Yeah. Like I get it, but it's like, what's the alternative? Like saying it's courageous to me seems a little like, look, you know, she's there. She went there. She flew. Now, I know when I was fucked up and going through things, I couldn't do comedy a couple times. I did tough it out. I went to gigs. I toughed it out. I did my thing. But there were definitely times where, you know, I couldn't go. But I knew I couldn't go. And it seems like she was there. She was wearing her goat flip-flops and all that stuff. And then just realized something was wrong and had to bail out. Nobody should judge her. But the way people are acting, you know, it's almost like, would it be courageous if she stayed doing it? She went, she wasn't the same. She toughed it out with, you know, and then didn't do as well. Then they would say that's courageous. Now she's pulling out and they're saying that's courageous. And the whole point of it is like, we're in these times of like, everything is like courageous, and God forbid somebody at least questions something. I'm not going to question her because I have shit like that. And I did see her face, and in defense of her, she looked very off and confused and lost and like she was going through something. So I get it. But all of these people that are just like, want to be part of something, it's just fake. All of this like fake love. It's fake love. They don't know her. They don't know anything about what she's going through. They would be the first to vilify her if the media, you know, put it that way. So it's just like everybody needs to just shut the fuck up, calm down, let people go through what they're going to go through, and stop using these big words. Oh, it's stunning events in Tokyo. Stunning, devastating, shocking. It's kind of just like, man, look, she's going through something and she doesn't want to fuck up for her team or put herself in danger. Just let that be. Shocking, stunning, devastating. It's just, these are words like, no. Shocking and stunning would be as if a fucking madman ran out on the fucking gymnasium mat with a Mac-10 and just started wasting fucking gymnasts. That's like stunning and shocking and devastating. An Olympian like not feeling right and pulling themselves out shouldn't, is like worldwide news. It's like, how much do we lack shit in this world? Like what? Stunning? Shocking? Shocking would be like if somebody got out of the pool, like one took bent over, took a shit in the pool, and then gave fucking Romania the middle finger. That's shocking. That would be stunning. You know, just Caleb Dressel just literally crushes somebody in like the 100 meter, bends over, takes a shit in the aquatic center in the Olympic pool, and then looks over at fucking Australia and gives a kid the middle finger and then tries to put him in an arm bar. That's shocking. Okay. That's stunning. Not an athlete pulling out. We have to stop with these words. Shocking. Okay. Yes. And listen, and we need to stop with, oh, that's so courageous, or, oh, that's so sad. No, somebody's going through something. She's a young kid. She'll come back. You know, maybe she gets it together. She gets her head right. She comes back in 4 years. She'll be 28 years old. That one Romanian gymnast is like 59 or whatever, or 46. She had her last games. Simone Biles has the energy, the body type, the athleticism to come back before her 30s, 28 years old, and win more. It's going to be okay. And good for her for being like, look, I don't want to, I do say that. Like, I would say like, look, it's good for her, but all of these big words just gets a little annoying. And if I was a dick, and I'm not trying to be a dick, if I was a dick, I'd be like, you shouldn't show up there with flip-flops that have the goat on it and then say the pressure's too much. That's just, look, if I was a dick, and I get it, because maybe she was feeling good. She is the goat, so she could have those flip-flops all day. Okay, I'd probably have a fur coat with the fucking goat etched in the back of it. So she could do all that. But I'm just saying, like, to go there and do that, like, that would be what criticism would be. But when you know mental health and you know that shit, I'm not going to go there. And I wish her the best. And I hope, you know, listen, man, there is such thing as like, I think we're getting to the forefront of like a lot of mental health stuff. Yes, I do think you need to tough things out. Yes, I do think that you need to battle it in your mind and stuff. But, you know, look, I had that shit happen in my late 30s, a bad one. And I toughed it out. I did a lot of spots I didn't want to do. And I, like I said, I missed a couple. But this is a young woman and 24 years old, and you got to get your mind right and go through that, and she'll come back stronger for it. So I will leave that there. Let's go to, remember, what was it? Wolf. Let's go to the videotape. Let's go to masks and COVID, everybody. COVID-19 Delta variant is making its way through the states. Luckily, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, a little bit worse, but luckily New York seems to be okay, because a lot of people, I guess, were vaccinated. I'm not going to sit here and talk about people that should or should not get vaccinated. That's your job in your life to make your decisions about your body and your family. It's not my job. I'm not going to judge that either. I know what I do. What I simply do is, and this is not judging anybody, I'm just being honest. what I do is I talk to my doctor and I say to my doctor, what should I do? I trust you. My doctor has been there for me at some of the worst times in my life and has helped me with medication, has helped me in my life very much. My doctor keeps politics out of things and just tells me and my wife and my children, or gives us the advice to tell our children what is factual and what his medical and professional opinion would be. Bless. If you said thank you, thank you. I mean, if you said bless you, thank you. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, when I say to my doctor, doc, what's going on? What should we do? Me and Stacy have questions about this. And my doctor said, look, if I was you, any of the three vaccines that you could get, I would get. And they're safe. And I believe that, and everything that I've learned and everything that I've studied with patients and at the hospital and all these things. And we said, fine. I totally 100% understand if somebody doesn't want to take the vaccine, put something in their body, if they're afraid, if they feel like they're compromised, that's on you. But I just, the mask thing, and going back to the masks, it's like Fauci's all over the place. Fauci, I just posted something you guys could see on my Twitter. I mean, he said a million times, a mask is going to do all right. It's not going to 100% completely fix it. Masks are great. You need to wear them. One mask is all you need. One mask doesn't work. Actually, make it two masks. I mean, the guy's been all over the fucking map. If he was your uncle that came over on holidays, you'd be like, this guy's a fucking kook. And that has nothing to do with political stuff and has nothing to do. Look it up. You cannot listen to my fucking show right now and tell me I am wrong when I said that Dr. Fauci is all over the map. Go to my Twitter. There is about 15 interviews with him. He's all over the fucking map. Not to mention emails that were found where he was basically contradicting what he was telling the fucking public and the media to friends in private. So Dr. Fauci, as far as I'm concerned, is just a fucking old man getting attention, talking shit, whatever, which way ever the fucking wind blows, that guy's going with it. I'm done with that fucking guy. Okay. That's nothing to do. I'm fucking done with that guy. All right. I'm listening to doctors that studied, doctors that I know that I trust, and look at numbers and make a decision for me and my family. And everybody should do that. All right. That's how I look at it. That's how I'm living my life. But I'm not listening to that fucking little dude anymore, sitting there saying all kinds of shit, you know, telling people this, telling people that. And everybody's taking it like it's, you know, like it's etched in stone and that's what it is. And then the guy contradicts himself 2 months later. Fuck that guy. All right. But I am afraid that places are going to start shutting down again. Now that masks are back, I'm afraid that this is slowly going back. They're saying it's people that aren't vaccinated. I don't know. All I fucking know is, you know, there's another variant out. I heard there's another one in South America. Luckily, it's not here, called like the Lambda or some shit. Like, this is a nightmare, man. I just want to get back to work. I want people to get back to their doing things. And, you know, and so if your doctor says get vaccinated and it'll stop this, then do it. If your doctor says, hey, I wouldn't do it, then that's your doctor, you know? And if your doctor's like Fauci, where he's telling you to do it and then say, don't do it, then you're like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Cause who can you trust, really? So now we got to wear masks inside again, or at least in certain places and stuff like that. So they're saying this one spreads faster. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Is there going to be another fucking variant when this shit's done? Because this shit's mutating off into another thing. I mean, it's just getting to the point where it's getting crazy. And what the fuck is the United States basketball team doing? All right, I don't mean to pivot away from that, but I'm done. Do what the fuck you want to do. Be safe. And let's make sure we're as safe as we can so we can continue to live. How about that? That's what I should have fucking done. And that's what I should say. How about the United States men's basketball team losing to France? I know they beat Iran 120 to fucking 60, but it's like, come on, guys. Come on, guys. you know, I know, well, Paul, they won 24 in a row. They're bound to, it's like, yeah, they won 24 in a row because they're the greatest players in the world. Like Kevin Durant and fucking Damian Lillard and this one and that one and all these guys on the team. It's like, can we, you know, Devin Booker, it's like, can we just blow everybody out and win? I know that sounds stupid, but like, come on. Losing exhibition games and shit. We lost to Nigeria. I think we lost to, we lose Austria. So we're losing all these teams. And then finally we ended up winning one, but I'm into the, I'm not going to lie. I'm up at night watching the Olympics. I'm into this shit. I'm into this shit big. Like I'm sitting there and I don't want the United States to just win. Like I want the United States to fucking crush everybody. I don't know why. I'm just, after everything that's gone on, I got more patriotism. Look, I'm wearing a fucking red, white, and blue champion shirt. I mean, I just want us to dominate the world. The world. Okay? I want the most golds. I want the most medals. I want it to just be a dominated United States. Just after everything that happened with the pandemic, everything that happened with our economy, everything that's gone on, I just want them to show we still fucking got it. We are the United States of America, and we fucking got it. Okay, I'm walking around with a gold medal around my dick. I show up to the Olympic party. If I got a gold, oh my God, I walk in. If I got a gold medal, I walk in with a fur coat. Anyway, I'm gonna probably say that on other podcasts. So. I don't want to let it all. I don't want to blow my load here. Wait, what? This is getting weird. I've been watching the Olympics. Was there a couple movies that I wanted to? There was a couple movies that I wanted to review as well. I watched some movies. I'm trying to watch some movies as I'm home relaxing before a big tour that I'm going on, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But I saw the Spiral from the Book of Saw with Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson and some other folks there. And it got really bad reviews. It was okay. It was just typical. And I realized something last night. I just laid down. I was looking at my phone and I realized you could make that movie. They could continue to make that movie. There could literally be a Saw every year. And it was like, I'm finishing the work of John so-and-so. I'm doing that, you know, like all of this shit, like they could just continue because it's basically a guy, something happened to him as a kid. You didn't see it coming. So he becomes a copycat. He does the same thing. It ends with that same music going on and the awful thing happening that nobody wanted to have happen. And the guy gets away and then that's it. And then there's the next movie where they finally kill that guy. And then there's a spinoff of the copycat. Chris Rock was funny in it in the beginning. And I was like, oh, this could be great. And then it's just Chris Rock as a cop in a horror movie. And it's just tough to take seriously because I know so much about Chris Rock and comedy and stuff like that. But I would say decent watch. I was into it. And if you like those Saw movies and that type of shit and the violence and the twists, okay, not bad. Another movie I saw, I was at the Stand, hanging out outside, a bunch of comics were there smoking weed. So I have to preface this by that. But I said, hey, what's good to watch? And we start going through King Kong and fucking Godzilla and shit. And I said, what about that Mortal Kombat movie? And they were smoking weed going, yeah, you know, if you're just at the crib chilling, it's a good watch. So I had a procedure yesterday. Doctor said I needed to rest for a couple of days. So last night I couldn't sleep because I was basically in bed all day from when I got up from the anesthesia. And I was like, let me get Mortal Kombat. And I watched it. And, you know, it's fine. At one point, I'm like, oh, this is a little ridiculous. And then I'm like, Paul, I think the whole thing is ridiculous, considering that they're in otherworldly realms. And there's like the earth realm. And then there's the new unworldly, I don't, all these different things. And then there's creatures with four arms. And so like the whole thing is kind of ridiculous. You get a fucking talent where you throw fire or ice or you know, all these different things. So then I just had to take it for what it was. And I was like, oh, they're coming up with a storyline of these characters that we grew up watching in the video game. And they came up with a way to make it look like it made sense. And then once I got past that, I was like, all right, you know, it's kind of bad acting and really silly, but kind of cool to watch the effects of the kills, you know. And that's what you do when you watch Mortal Kombat. You want somebody to get their spine ripped out or get their arms blown up or their head cut off or getting eaten by a dragon or whatever. And that's what it did. So, well, except they didn't rip anybody in half for spinal cord, like choking or anything like that. But they did have like some wild, you know, and they also had backstories of like bloodlines and why people from Earth would end up fighting the otherworldly, whatever it was, other realm people. So was it a good movie? In short, was Mortal Kombat a good movie? Probably not. Was it entertaining? I would say this, if you take edibles and you smoke weed and you like the video game, it will make the time go by quick. All right. I was a kid. I played Mortal Kombat and I was like, all right, this is cool. You know, so you got to take a movie for what, for the time, right? If you're laying in bed and you just had surgery and you're on a painkiller, any of these fucking things are entertaining. All right. But your boy was a champ because he said, if I'm in pain, the only thing I should take is Tylenol. I took nothing. Okay. I took nothing. All right. So, but I watched Mortal Kombat. I watched Spiral. There's a couple of other movies that I want to watch. And guys, I want to thank everybody real quick. I want to thank all of you people who have been, you know, buying tickets to Levity Live September 18th. Tickets are going for Saturday fast right now. I will be there Thursday and Friday running the hour. But Saturday night is the taping. Saturday night, the 18th at 7 and 9:45, I believe at, it's 7 and 9:45. You could go to my website or Levity Live and get tickets. But the tickets for the actual taping of the special are going very fast. It will be directed by Pete Davidson. He'll be making his directorial debut. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. And I really appreciate everybody coming out. I hope that there is no issues with COVID. Everybody will be updated, but it seems like New York is good. It seems like a lot of people that I'm hearing that are buying tickets are vaxxed or safe or all that shit. So we're gonna make sure that everybody's safe in there for sure. I mean, I would not do it if everybody wasn't safe. And it's kind of ironic because this is the last place I performed before the world shut down, pre-pandemic. And then I'm going to come and do my special there. So that's a pretty cool thing. And everybody just buying tickets across the country. This weekend, I will be this Friday and Saturday, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee at Zany's. I'm just doing one show Friday, 9:30, one show Saturday, 9:30. Get tickets. I heard tickets are going real fast. It's going to sell out. I heard tickets are limited. So get those tickets. I'll be at the Sunset Strip Comedy Club in Austin, Texas on Monday and Tuesday. And then the next weekend, the 6th and 7th, I will be at the Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska. Get tickets to that. So I got a bunch of stuff coming up, but all dates, Salt Lake City, September 3rd and 4th. Wise Guys, get tickets to that. Those are going to be nuts. That's one of my favorite clubs. So you can go on paulverzi.com, get all the tickets to everything. I'm going to be in Philadelphia at the Punchline on the 15th of September. And then I'll be at Levity the 16th, 17th, and Special Shooting on the 18th. So much. Guys, and I would be remiss. I have to say thank you to everybody in Fairfield, Connecticut, who came out to the Sacred Heart Community Theater. So I guess it was the SHU Theater. Beautiful, beautiful theater in Fairfield, Connecticut. State of the art. The sound was incredible. The room was brand new. Such a nice little theater. Everything from the green room to the sound to the marquee outside. Everything was so, so nice. Thank everybody. I mean, they didn't even make their grand opening. This was part of the Connecticut Comedy Festival that got the venue. I guess the grand opening is in September, but I want to thank everybody who came out to that. And I had such a great time there. I was doing some new jokes, and it was a lot of fun to get out there and do some new jokes. You know, what I'll be honest with you guys, what's hard for me right now in comedy is, even though I have this hour of material that I've been doing all over the country, and I'm having fun with this hour, and I'm playing with it, and I'm very comfortable with it, there's so many new things I want to do. That's why I cannot wait to do this hour, get it out there for everybody to see. I've wanted everybody to see these jokes and put it behind me and work on the next, because there's just so much new stuff that I want to do, so much new stuff that I'm excited about. So I just walked out into the theater and I just started talking shit, because I just want to get new stuff and get better and keep going. Thank everybody who came out to the shows and said all kind things. And it's going to be, the future is going to be fun, guys. The future with comedy right now is going to be fun. And, I want to also give a shout out to Robbie Slowick. Okay. You guys may know Robbie and his, beautiful wife, who's also a hilarious comedian, Casey Balsham. Robbie's been a writer for many shows, like shows with Jon Stewart. He wrote for Andrew Schulz, Netflix, and he's just a great writer, hilarious comic, good dude. Me and my wife Stacy went to their wedding earlier in the week. Robbie and Casey got married. There was a bunch of comedians there. So much fun. I got to tell you, one of the best ceremonies that I've seen, as far as like two people doing their own vows, absolutely crushing it, absolutely just really funny, emotional, back to funny, crying, laughing. They killed. It was really, really good, man. And, you ever hear vows and you're like, do you ever go to a wedding and you just like, you start thinking like, man, me and my wife got to get our shit together. You know, it's like, she's like, he's like, yeah. And you know, I had a rock in my shoe and he got down on his knee and took the rock out of my shoe and put my shoe back on. And you know, this is just a life. I just don't want to live without you. And I was just like, fuck, dude, me and my wife got to go counseling or some shit. Just like, man, I got to get my shit together, dude. I mean, I love my wife, but getting on a knee, take the stone out, it's like, it's a whole other thing. So, you know, I went to one wedding. They were like, I have not missed a day calling you since we were in college, like 15 years. And I'm like, I mean, I'll text my wife goodnight and shit. But then I'm like, yeah, you know what? Be married for 14 years, have a couple of kids. Okay. Deal with everybody's bullshit. And then let's not get, I was doing a show. I was doing a show in Fairfield actually over the weekend. And there was this dude and his girl, and their heads were like on each other's shoulders during the show. And I was like, how long you guys been together? And the dude just goes, not long enough. And I was like, oh my God, this kid is trying to get laid tonight. Like, you ever just see, like, it's so young and fun and new. And I'm just like, all right, good for you. Good for you. But okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I hope it lasts that long. I hope, but let's see, you know, not long enough. That's a crazy. But what else is going on? That's, pretty much, I don't know how long have I been, how long? This is Verzi Effect, 504. And I have to shout out my good friend, Brett Ernst. You see that rope chain? I was asking for a rope chain and the kid just showed up with a rope chain. I mean, that's the type of kid. Shout out to Brett Ernst. I'm two chains in it now, guys. I'm two chains in it now. Don't worry. My wife said I can't go more than two. And I agree. More than two would be a little. But now that I've two chains, it and it's just different. Like, they're different. They hit the light different. One is like, you know, the rope. This one is more flat. But Brett Ernst came out and he was like, hey, man, I heard you wanted a rope chain. Don't Don't worry about it. It only cost me $8,000. Just give me a cup of coffee. That's what it's. We were always joking about how Italians do that shit. They'll buy something big. Yeah, don't worry about it. Listen, it's a Corvette. Don't worry about it. Listen, just, you know, buy me a pizza next time I'm in town. But so shout out to the great Brett Ernst. Check him out. His special, The Principal's Office, has like 3.5 million views on YouTube. Check that out. Yeah, I think, I don't even know what time we started this, but I got another podcast I have to get to. I will have other guests. Guys, if you want certain guests on, hit me up. I'm going to be having a lot of guests that you already know and like. I've already talked to a bunch of people, so they'll be on the show. There'll be a lot more Verzi Effects that are solo and a lot more that have guests. So I will try to appease you, but this is just my show. This is my shit. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys, you know, tuning in and listening. And I do ask that you continue to spread the word, continue to rate and review, continue to come to the comedy shows, come up to me after a comedy show. A lot of people like, oh, I was waiting for you. You didn't come out. If you're hanging out waiting, man, I'm going to come out. I'm going to come out, especially, you know, I mean, now I got to fucking have a mask again and all this shit. But like, if you're there, you want to say what's up. You listen to the podcast, man, say what's up. Please don't be a dick if you're like, you know, if people are, if you're not vaxxed and people are being courteous, so don't run up to me not vaxxed, because I do have fucking kids and I don't want to get sick. All right. So like, at least if you don't want to get vaxxed, that's totally on you, but don't run up to me and fucking hug me and say, oh man. And you know, let's be fucking a little respectful here, but I love you guys. And you guys, are the reason why, you know, the reason I do this. So, get out to the shows, man. It's nice. The shows are filling up. People are buying tickets. Spread the word. Until episode 505, I'm out of here. I'll probably have a guest next weekend. Go USA. All right. USA, in anything in the Olympics. I want to crush the world. Okay. Greatest country in the world. Go USA. Let's continue to dominate the Tokyo Olympics. And I will talk to you guys soon.